Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We've celebrated William Bonney, likewise Jesse James. We've also cheered, or some of us, a host of other names, like Willie Sutton, robber of a lot of banks, it's said, and Clyde, and also Bonney, who were both of them shot dead. Mike Tyson, likewise, is regarded by a host of folks as somehow worthy of respect and not ear-biting jokes. And so we should not be surprised at all the celebration when Barry Bonds showed up and caused a long and loud sensation at San Francisco's Ball Yard, where he'd homered quite a lot. Last weekend, fans stood up for Barry, and the cheers he got went swirling round the heads of the two guys who run the team. You suppose the CEO and president would even dream of re-employing Barry at that ballpark by the bay? He's smaller now, I'll grant you, but I wonder who's to say he couldn't still whack homers over all the distant walls. If they rehired Barry, you'd admit that they had courage. There never was a doubt that Barry Bonds could hit a ton, and when he was a younger man, the guy could also run as fast as any player could. He covered ground as well as he patrolled the outfield, and his value none could tell, but that was not sufficient for the player that he'd been, nor was it quite enough to merely help the Giants win, for Bonds craved all the glory and the loud cascade of praise that followed Mark McGwire on his most productive days. So Barry, as the story goes, pursued long ball advancement through means that might be characterized as chemical enhancement, and when the Congress asked him if he'd sought that sort of aid, he said he'd never knowingly transgressed, and I'm afraid his answers didn't ring quite true, nor did his tax returns. But San Francisco loves him still. There everybody yearns for their heroic Barry. They're determined to embrace a hero who's regarded as a bum in every place that isn't San Francisco. So the moral of this story is there is no place quite like home for those who would crave glory.